Welcome to Live Arts Radio, where we recreate the golden age of radio with completely original audio dramas written by local Charlottesville playwrights. In this episode, we meet a couple who are coping with the loss of a family pet with humor and respect. Please note that this episode is based on a true story where a couple was forced to put down their dog and may be upsetting to those who have recently suffered the experience. It may also provide some healing. Please enjoy the tragedy and the comedy of Dead Dog by Alex Citron.
Come on, Julie. It's our turn.
I don't want to talk to these people. You know I don't like to talk to people I don't know.
Oh, it'll be fine.
No, it's not going to be fine. I don't know why I let you talk me into things like this. All your ideas are stupid.
Oh, come on. They're not all stupid. No, look, don't be ridiculous. Just go in and talk to them.
I know. I'll go home and you can talk to
them. Come on. Just tell them. Tell them how the dog died.
They don't want to. Why do they want to hear about that?
It's a friggin' funny story.
It's sad.
Oh, it was time. And we didn't want to take him to the vet to, well, you know. Well, just tell them.
Are you sure?
Julie.
Okay, okay. If you've ever had a pet, you'll understand me. You can tell it's almost time when you stop making him eat that crappy prescription food. You know, the one for, I don't know, bad kidneys or hypothyroid or whatever. And so you decide to let him have roast beef and cheese and bacon. Well, in September, we had reached that point with Ferdinand.
You're going to start with the food?
It didn't just happen at once. It was a process.
This is going to take 4 hours like that. Just skip on down.
Skip?
Just the last couple of days. That's the part they want to hear.
I don't think they want to hear any of it. Our dog died. I'm not even sure.
Just tell them. We'll all feel a lot better. Trust me. Start with riding in the car.
Ferdinand hated riding in the car. He hated the car so much
that... Oh, if you even said the word car, the dog would run around in little circles and pee himself.
Do you want me to do this or what?
Oh, sorry.
He hated the car so much and, well, he was dying, you know? Ferdinand was... Well, we knew he was in his last days, and I just couldn't bring myself to make him get in the car because I know how much he hates it. And, well, Danny, he got the idea that... Maybe we could put him down at home.
I didn't even know if that was legal.
So we tried to find a vet who makes house calls. Well, no such thing, at least not around here.
The farm vets, they'll make house calls, of course. You know, you've got a sick cow or a sick horse, you can't just drag it over to the vet's office. But for a dog, no. Forget about a house call.
As soon as Danny mentions the idea, I start to think, well, maybe I can put him to sleep myself. You know, give him drugs or... Well, anything's better than making that poor, miserable, dying dog get into that car one more time. That car that he hates so much. I mean, there must be some place on the internet where you can, you know.
Learn how to kill your dog.
My sister Danielle, she's married to... Her husband Carl's a doctor.
A serious damn doctor. He works in like an ER?
A trauma center.
Trauma center, right.
Exactly. A serious damn doctor. So I called Carl and I told him what I wanted, what Danny and I wanted to do with the dog, you know, with Ferdinand. Carl was, what's the right word?
Aghast.
Aghast.
Yeah.
He kept saying over and over, you want to kill your dog? You want to kill your dog? Why do you want to kill your dog? But I explained how much Ferdinand hates the car and how miserable the little guy is.
So, Carl tells us to look on the internet, which makes sense, of course. So we start to,
Can
you know,
I interrupt
log on...
for a second?
What do you mean?
I need to explain something. I need to tell them I did not pick that name.
What?
Ferdinand. The name Ferdinand. I didn't pick it. The name was all your idea.
Well, what difference does that make?
Well, I just want them to know that. I wanted to call him Biddy.
Oh, it makes no difference now. He's, you know, he's dead.
Yeah. I suppose you're right.
Yeah. So we can go on?
I guess so.
You looked on the internet?
I did. And I found a surprising, actually kind of horrifying, number of suggestions for how to kill small animals.
Creepy websites for, you know, fledgling psychopaths.
And a lot of those, what do you call them?
Oh, the methods.
Methods. Oh, the methods were just awful. Like, put your dog in one of those bags they sell on TV where you hook up your vacuum hose and suck out all the air to store your sweaters and blankets.
Oh,
and one place suggested putting drain cleaner in dog food. Oh, it's unthinkable. The whole point was to ease Ferdinand's pain. Well, anyway, I couldn't do any of that, so I called Carl back, and he asks, have any Valium?
Which she always has.
Really, Dan?
What?
You want to go there?
What, you do. Always.
Carl tells me just give him, like, 2 Valium. That should do it. I mean, the dog weighs all of 12 pounds, so 2 Valium should just, you know. Carl swears that he'll just kind of fade off. Listen, it sounds perfect. It's peaceful, humane.
At home.
At home. Just fade off. Fade. No trip in the car.
Which was the whole point to begin with.
So Danny gets the Valium from the bathroom, and I take out 3. You know, why take chances? If 2 will do the trick, then how could 3 hurt, right? Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? So I put 3 Valiums in a piece of brie, and I give it to Ferdinand, and he just stares at the cheese like he has no idea of what he's supposed to do with it. Ferdinand was too sick to even want to eat a piece of brie.
That dog freaking loved brie.
But he just stares at it.
I told you he wasn't going to eat it. He knew you were trying to kill him.
Oh, that's ridiculous. How could he know? But he just will not eat the damn cheese. So I tried a hot dog. Oh, he loved hot dogs. So I hollow out part of one and shove the 3 Valium up inside that hot dog and give it to Ferdinand, and that he gobbles right down. And you were wrong. He didn't know what we were up to. He just didn't feel like eating brie at the moment. Well, sometimes you don't feel like eating brie, even though you ordinarily love it. But sometimes, well, you know, like the way you like Coca-Cola, but you just had enough and you want some, I don't know, lemonade or maybe a Sprite. And then you can...
Oh, for God's sake.
Right. Sorry. So now we just have to wait. And I'm bending down to get Ferdinand to hold him, to comfort him until the end. And suddenly he coughs and out pops 2 of the pills. 2! Like he managed to eat the hot dog, keep it down, swallow 1 pill fine, but the other 2 he spits out. How the hell did he do that? Oh, do you remember that guy we saw in Reno? Remember he swallowed the ping pong balls numbered 1 to 9 and would cough back up whichever number you asked for?
Julie.
I know. So I'm wondering if 1 Valium's going to be enough. I mean, it'll probably just make him drowsy. So I hollow out another hot dog and shove the 2 Valiums in it. They're both slimy now, of course. But Ferdinand's not even interested in eating another hot dog. But I manage to give it to him, and Danny clamps his little mouth shut and starts cooing at the dog. Cooing.
Cooing? I have never cooed in my life.
I swear to God, you were cooing. Ooh, come on, Ferdinand. Yummy, yummy, yum. Eat your yummy hot dog. And the dog is trying to wriggle free, but he's too sick and weak to do anything. And I'm starting to think maybe I should have made him get into the stinking car. But then the dog swallows and Danny lets go. And Ferdinand trots off and sits in the corner. Just sits there. Sits, sits, and sits. And sits. After 20?
25?
25 minutes, he starts to lean, leaning just a little, like to the right, leaning just a bit. And his eyes are starting to close, but no, not all the way, like slits, but slits with heavy lids. And he's leaning more now, like maybe he's at a 30-degree lean. This dog is stoned. Ferdinand is loaded, which is very nice for him, but he really doesn't seem to be dying. He's just very, very stoned. The dog weighs all of 12 pounds. I gave him 3 Valiums, and he's baked.
I told you to give him more pills.
Which I tried, but the dog is so zonked he can't even swallow. So I get more pills, and I put them in a piece of cheese and put them in his mouth, and his little mouth falls open like this, and the cheese drops on the floor. So I call Carl back, and I tell him, look, we gave him, like, I don't know, 3 Valiums, and he's just mellow. And Carl tells me to give him a couple more pills, but I told him the dog just won't swallow anything else. And I look over at Ferdinand, and he's trying to walk. He stands up and takes a step and his back legs just kind of give out, and his butt hits the floor, and Ferdinand turns around and stares at his back legs like, hey, what's up with this? Why won't you guys work? Dan, stop laughing. This isn't funny.
Oh, I can't help
it. Well, quit it. So he lifts himself up again and takes another step, and boom, his back legs give out again, and his butt flops on the floor, and he looks around again, totally stoned.
Oh, he's completely confused.
But definitely not dying.
That's when I crushed some pills, and I mixed them in with some water. I thought, you know, we could pour it down Ferdinand's throat.
A stupid idea.
Oh, that could have worked. You just didn't hold him still.
You can't pour water down a dog's throat. Jesus, if we wanted to drown him, we should have just put him in the jacuzzi and been done with it. After trying Danny's idiotic water idea, we're both drenched, by the way, we just pried Ferdinand's mouth open, tossed in a couple more Valium, and clamped his jaw shut until he swallowed.
Which, by the way, was just as bad as making him ride in the car.
Now you say so. But at the time, my alternative was drowning the poor thing. Anyway, we wait some more. And Ferdinand's just sitting, no, leaning in the corner, looking like, if you could imagine a dog in a Cheech and Chong movie.
Right, but he just keeps breathing, and he's staring at us like he's thinking, I know you two are up to no good, but I'm just too wasted to give a crap, man.
Anyway, it gets to be bedtime, so we go upstairs, and Dan brings Ferdinand so he could sleep at the foot of the bed on Dan's side as usual, and we go to sleep. In the morning, Dan is up before me, so when I wake up, the bed is empty. No Dan, no dog. I figured Ferdinand must have died in the middle of the night, and Danny took him downstairs. It was over. My sweet Ferdinand was at peace. Well, after a couple of minutes, I went down to the kitchen, and Danny is sitting with his coffee doing a Sudoku puzzle or some other idiotic thing. And when I come in, he looks up and says, thank you, sweetie. And I say, for what? And he says, for taking care of Ferdinand during the night. I'm so glad I didn't wake to find his dead little body. Well, Danny looks at me, and I shake my head, and I look at him, and without saying a word, we both run for the stairs and get back up to the bedroom, and Ferdinand's sitting under the damn bed wagging his tail.
Fit as a friggin' fiddle.
So Dan reached under the bed, and Ferdinand starts growling, like a wolf, I swear to God. Oh, you people tried to kill me once. Well, what do you expect? So he runs out from under the bed and down the stairs. He's tearing around like a puppy. We haven't seen him run like that in what?
Oh, 5 years at least.
5 years. And he's tearing around and yipping and rolling over and playing with his chew toys. He's like that for most of the morning, having a blast, feeling like $1 million. Of course, he won't let Danny or I get near him.
No.
And right around noon, Ferdinand suddenly goes quiet in the other room, and I go in to see what's up, and he's lying in the middle of the living room floor. In the middle of the floor. Oh, this isn't a funny story at all. Ferdinand is dead. I miss him.
Oh, I know. All things considered, it's not a bad way to go, I guess.
Oh, but I miss my little friend.
I know you do, sweetheart. Hey. At least we didn't make him ride in the car, right?
No.
Right. And by the way, Biddy was a dumb idea for a name. Ferdinand suited him.
Yes, it did. Ferdinand, you were right about the name.
And, you know, we can tell the story forever.
Yeah. I guess it's okay.
Yeah. And?
And that's how we killed our dog.
Dead Dog was written by Alex Citron and directed by Tim White. Voice performances by Stephanie Hess and Frank Saxon. Production by Dan Gould and original music by Corey Caprone. Recorded at Ravensworth Studios. Thanks as always to Live Arts Theater. This has been a Playwrights Lab production.